Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches your soul and our friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel, the good news. I'm Kevin Williams here with Bill Gaither himself and a great cast of characters. We're all ready to get things going.
And today my guests are David Phelps, Linda Randall, the Gaither Vocal Band, Josh Turner, Buddy Green, Mark Lowry, and many more.
Christmas is always a time of miracles and wonderful things. It's that one time when the whole world seems a little brighter, and most people become kind and caring towards each other.
It's the only season when folks tend to do and say gracious things for people they don't even know. And when young children become angels, at least for a week or two.
When people are happy and pleasant, and every man becomes a kid, at least for a day. And when we tend to remember how important peace, hope, and love can be in the hearts of all people. There is no other time in the year quite like it, and we're here to celebrate it with joy with you today. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
So to all of you who have joined us, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And this is our late friend Anthony Berger on Homecoming Radio's Merry Christmas.
One and only Anthony Berger.
Yes.
Playing those Christmas songs like only Anthony can. Miss him, don't y'all?
There's about 20 fingers there going at one time.
I know it. He was amazing.
He certainly was.
And he did make Christmas special. The Christmas concerts were always great when he was around.
It's kicking into high gear here. Boys, the angels were the ones who sang it first. We've been singing it ever since. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echo back their joyous strains. Glory, oh, 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 oh
We did that in South Africa, and it's interesting to celebrate Christmas in a, you know, in a foreign country, and to have that crowd, and it was an energetic crowd to do that old great carol in a rhythmic way like that. It had new energy.
isn't it summer down there at Christmas time?
You know what? I forget the time of year that we were there, but inside that room that day,
it was Christmas.
It was Christmas, and it was certainly fun.
You had the entire homecoming group down there.
At Christmas, everybody sings. I think even non-believers sing because the music is so magical. And we wrote this song mainly because we said, how many times can we keep saying this Christmas experience to a new culture? And for some reason, the song goes on and on and on. It started way back with the Angels on the Hillside. And then down through the century, people like Beethoven and Handel, and then even people, and I'm not putting them in the same category, but Mark Lowry and Buddy Green kept writing new songs, along with the Charles Wesleys. The song goes on and on and on. Heaven and Nature Sing.
Some cows in sheep for company, a manger and some hay moo, a hillside where some shepherds sleep, a flood of blinding light, a glorious song of angel choirs explode into the night. And the song goes on.
Great in your Santa hat today, by the way. That's nice. A nice touch.
You like the little...
It's
little
not even drooping. Yeah, great.
And the red nose. Yeah. Oh, that's really your nose.
Oh, come on. You know, there is no other time of the year when the whole world is so colorfully dressed and the bells are ringing and the children are singing than during this season called Christmas. Sandy, help us.
Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it
Christmas Day.
Favorite Christmas hymns of all time was written by a church layman, John Wade. In three short verses, he called us first to the manger in Bethlehem stable. Then we're invited to see the angelic host singing songs of joy and exultation. Finally, he encourages each of us to offer our own praise and adoration to the newborn King. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come ye, O come ye, to Bethlehem.
You know, regardless of who you are or what your status in life may be, there is one gift that everybody loves to receive, and that is good news. So you can imagine the reaction of the people who had waited so long for the coming of their Messiah. They who had been enslaved, mocked, repressed, and mistreated, and then suddenly to the least of their citizens comes good news. Their Messiah had been born. For behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, the angels declared. They were so excited they couldn't wait to spread the news to everyone far and wide. And here are the Hoppers on Homecoming Radio's Miracle of Christmas.
The herald angel
The Hoppers on Homecoming Radio. And God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Now the angel appeared to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Mary was afraid, and the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Did you think Mary had any idea of what all of this meant?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? this sleeping child you're holding is the great I
am. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be out in the middle of an open field watching a bunch of sheep and minding your own business? It was probably so quiet you could hear your heartbeat. It was an unusually dark night. Then suddenly the sky lights up until you're blinded. Then out of that light, this booming voice starts talking. I think I'd been a little bit more than afraid at that point, but this is how the Bible tells it. And there were shepherds out in the open field guarding their flocks at night when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the brilliant light of the Lord surrounded them, and they were terrified. And the angel reassured them by saying, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which is for all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, has been born today in Bethlehem, and you will find him wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." And when the angels returned into heaven, the shepherds ran to find Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. And after seeing them, the shepherds went and told everyone what had happened.
Have you ever wondered what it must have been like the night Christ was born? I'm sure the merchants had already closed the shops and the children had come inside from their play. The streets were quiet for the night. The oil lamps were flickering their dim lights. It was a night like all nights, but it would become a night that would forever alter the destiny of mankind. For it was on this night that the most significant event in all history would take place. Christ would be born.
Was bright with God's holy light. rise.
Join us high above the skies.
With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Oh, glory to the
to do is hear the first phrases of that beautiful melody for whatever reason, and I think I know, has lived and lived and lived. Silent night. When I think of that night, one phrase comes out, the hopes and fears of all the years are experienced.
Met in thee tonight.
Are met in thee.
Yes.
And that gives me confidence to go on. Because life gets tough.
Yeah. If I could have one Christmas wish for all those people who are listening to us right now, it would be that they really get to know the Jesus of Christmas and how wonderful and kind and compassionate and non-condemning he is. You know, I've heard it said, if your Jesus or your God is a condemning God, you need to fire him. You got the wrong one. This Jesus says, come unto me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
The hopes and fears of all the years are met thee tonight. Well, I hope the miracle of Christmas will be yours throughout this season, and the hope that it brings will last you for all the year long. Phil and Mark.
It's been good, hasn't it?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
to you,
Christmas, Bill. For the entire Homecoming family, I'm Bill Gaither, wishing you and yours God's richest blessings for a very Merry Christmas.
Sing with us.
Been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.